blackbird fly into the light of a dark black night.
Hi, this is Ruth, and we're learning the birds. If bird watchers populate your holiday list, give them the new biography of Peterson. This 2008 Lions Press book by Elizabeth Rosenthal is called in full Birdwatcher, The Life of Roger Torrey Peterson. This artful, insightful biography takes us along on the global adventures of a man who perhaps more than anyone turned bird watching into an international pastime. Known first as an artist, Peterson occupied the overlapping worlds of natural science, ornithology, and conservation. He painted, wrote, lectured, and taught, and was a legendary birder in the field. His first field guide came out in 1934, the last in 2002. In his long career, he met radicals, scientists, school children, and kings, yet spoke to all in the same way when explaining the marvels of nature. His stardom began and ended with the field guides for which he became justly famous. If Roger Torrey Peterson didn't invent the field guide, he certainly perfected the science. Before him, available bird anthologies were practically useless in the field. Peterson perfected the art of depicting birds with simple graphics and memorable detail. In Peterson bird guides, groups of similar birds are shown in identical positions to better highlight how they are different and how alike. Simple line arrows are aimed at notable field marks, and each arrow is briefly explained in the narrative. Peterson guides helped make bird watching popular the world over. In time, he extended his method to nearly every aspect of the natural world, producing guides for trees, butterflies, ferns, mushrooms, wildflowers, birds' nests, medicinal plants, and geology, to name only a few. By 1966, Peterson had birded on all seven continents. He was famous not only for his uncanny ears and sharp eyes, but for the quality of his concentration. Sculptor Kent Ulberg tells the story of a Corpus Christi boat ride with Peterson, who said when the boat began gliding under a bridge, "You know what, there should be some peregrines roosting here." As soon as they were under the bridge, a feather floated down from above and settled on the boat. Peterson said, "That's a marbled godwit." They looked up, and there was a peregrine sitting way up under the bridge, plucking a marbled godwit. Peterson not only predicted the peregrine, but knew immediately from one feather what kind of bird the peregrine was eating. Such acuity and focus begin to explain why Roger Torrey Peterson became such a great man in bird world. No matter the hero's adventures, though, what makes a biography definitive is the skill of the author. And Rosenthal rises to the challenge with elegance and charm. Lifelong Peterson friends Clay and Pat Sutton said that reading Bird Watcher was to have Roger once again sitting in our kitchen telling great tales. Rosenthal interviewed more than 100 colleagues and protégés and wove those memories and insights into a first-rate tale. Anyone interested in birds will be thrilled to read Rosenthal's Birdwatcher, The Life of Roger Torrey Peterson. Look for it in bookstores everywhere, or simply go to the official website to choose from a number of online ordering options. The website is easy to remember. It's petersonbird.com. Happy reading.
Learning the Birds is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Ruth Beasley of Canadian, Texas.